Tuesday Shir Tzadi Beis.
Baruch Finkel, after Purim, will give a shmuz. Chazal say, Matintere, there's Nimshel Tachasene, Yem Chatunosoi, Yem Simchas Liboi, it's Matintere, at the Isha Nesua. Adikim Uroso, Uroso, Adikim Uroso, Kurza Mishim Uroso, Kilisiak, Adikim Uroso, Elam Uroso. Said in every marriage is a ksuva. You write a ksuva, so it's chayvasim, and the ozun, the afarnes, the chalkel, shibudim. Kalo bel ksuva, asur lebay lo kenida. A person doesn't have a ksuva. So he doesn't have a ksuva. So even, though a person doesn't have a ksuva, even he doesn't have the ksuva for one day, it's kalo bel asur lebay lo kenida. Even for one day, she's also. Even one day, she's also. She doesn't have a ksuva. She loses the ksuva. You have to go write a new ksuva. So if a person is without a ksuva, it's called a znus. Without a kiddushin, it's called a znus. Says, what's the pshat? What is a ksuva? Ksuva is the husband is meshuba to the wife. You'll be in jail, vani ozun, vafanes, vefde oisif. You'll be sick. I will take care of you, refuas. You don't have food. I'm meshubet. Shabbat that may someone else. All the shiabudim that a person is mishtabed b'ksuvah to his wife. But if he doesn't have the ksuvah, so it's a snus. So the Torah is the zel bezach, zeven nesuim. The shibud, what is the shibud? First day, last day, every sugya. A person that when he wants to leave, he leaves. When the sugya is hard, not Nagia today. This is not Solomai Siddiq. This is not Solomai Siddiq like this. Now it's too hard. Now it's too hot. No. So not only the pshat that he's not learning every time. The time that he's learning is a znus. It's a nishkan talmud Torah. It's a znus. It's a nishkan talmud Torah. Nishkan talmud Torah. It's a znus. It's gomish. Not the pshat, okay? The guy learned everything. And the last week he left. So the pshat is, he doesn't have a ksuva, he doesn't have a shibut. If he doesn't have a shibut, he doesn't have a ksuva. If he doesn't have a shibut and a ksuva. So b'meile, the learning is gomish. So the person has to know, a person, the pshat, the learning of Teire, it's not the pshat that he's learning when he could learn and when he can't learn. It has to be with a ksuva, with a shibut. The person learns with a ksuva and a shibut. This is called Talmud Torah. But with no ksuva and shibut, the sinishkin Talmud Torah. This was after Purim, when we both, this was like Dome to the Sugis. The Eid of Zil Gmoich. We mentioned, and I want to mesakim, and if he death, we'll see the Hemshech HaSugya. We said there's three shittas in the Sugya. If Zanene, Vezeloi Chosor, Kaimelon Shepotu. We pass in Zanene, Vezeloi Chosor, Potu. Shittas HaTeisves, that Be'etzem, every Nene is Chayim. Nene is Chayim. If I get a noah from my friend, I have to pay. There's a mechayev that is called nene. A tvias anoy, nene. So why is Gemara is the nene v'zeloi chosor potu? Lemay say you nene. If nene has to pay, so why is the nene v'zeloi chosor potu? The answer is, the reason the nene v'zeloi chosor is potu is mitzad koifim al midas doy. What is the yisoid of the mechayev alamol of nene? You a nene, give me back what you a nene for me. You're not chaser. What bothers you that I was nene? What bothers you that I was nene? You didn't lose. So the yisoid of zanene is a be'etzim is a mechayev of nene. But the reason zanene is a lechaser is potu, is koifim al midas doy. The yisoid is koifim al midas doy. This is the longest of zanene is a lechaser, it's a koifim al midas doy. This is a mechayev that is called nene. So nene is sibas achiyuv. Now even so, the nene is a lechoser as potu, as kaifer minas doim. So why by choser, with the nene is a choser you chayev? Not that the choser is mechayev you. Taisa said, Choser is not a Sibas Chiyuv. Choser is not a Sibas Chiyuv. Ari it's Grome Be'alme, it's Behemel Shen B'Shusor Rabim. Choser is not a Sibas Chiyuv. So why Choser is Chayev? Value Choser. So B'meil it's really not a Midas Doi. It's not a Midas Doi. So if it says the Nen is Mechayev, no, I'm Potur as Kreifim a Midas Doi. Bezenene veze choser, it's really not a midas doim. I'm losing, I lost. So while I lost, it's not a midas doim. So while it's not a midas doim, b'meile, I have to pay on my nen. I have to pay on my nen. Now we have to know, it's a chidush to understand this. Right, that nene is chayev is the easiest thing. Nene is chayev. And it's potu as kevim midas doim, it's also easy to understand. That is a p'tur that is called kevim midas doim. Mach pat lecha. Lo shtel til. Why do you care? I gotta know, you didn't lose. What do you care? It's kevim midas doim. But if he lost, it's really not kevim midas doim. This is the longest of thesis, the Pnei Yeshua said it. He said it yesterday. He said, why it's a chidush? Why I'm chosar? Because my behemah ate. You lost because of my behemoth. I'm potur of the mice of my behemoth. And that choser I'm not chayev. So now the mice I'm enjoying. Why it's not a midas doim? Why it's saying, no, it's not midas doim. I lost. My behemoth was mazik. I'm potur, yes. Now, what about the mice? I was mad. See, we have to say, but the mice, while I don't want the behemoth to eat. So it's called that it's not a midas doim. The mice said, I'm losing from it, it's not called a midas doim. You can understand me why I disagree. Ish tazei klo. I thought I would try to disagree from the beginning already. You have to understand why it's exactly, I understand nene chayev, I understand it's a p'tur midas doim. I understand the Moshe, when someone lives in someone's house, so you could say, listen, you're right that it's a grome ba'alme. Because of you grome, I'm allowed to tell you, please don't be nene begrome. That makes sense. You want to enjoy, begrome. I'm telling you, listen. Kevim midas doim to let you to enjoy, but when you mazik me, don't tell me kevim midas doim. That I could hear. But my behema went to shusoravim and ate your food. Say, mikol makoim, azay shteit in tesis. From this wagon we said, that tesis learns, that the chosel doesn't have to be a fully price. There's three gemaras that we'll learn. Ad goram kli akefi yaseire, shichusa de shashayse, the walls became dirty. And tesis in chofal of dibra maschil v'yayiv lo. Chayev l'shalem ha-shenenes, ava pishel l'chisr kol kach. Tesis learns that you chayev, even if it's chosel k'tzas. And the reason is, that Pnei Yeshua explains, be'etzem an chayev an den nene. No, it was a tayne, ma echpat lecha. Val yenem is choser, afilu choser mashu. There's a reason already that I have to pay on the nene. Because be'etzim I have to pay on the nene. When it's a tayne, kreifer aminas doin, then I don't have to pay. When yenem is choser, we don't have the svor of kreifer aminas doin. So even if it's choser mashu, we don't have the svor of kreifer aminas doin anymore because yenem is choser. But mainly he has to pay for the ganze anor. This was shita stasis. Shitas Rashi, we saw Kaseda, we'll see it in the Sugya. Rashi learns that you're not chayev al nene. The tzad of the Gemara is a nene v'zeh lechoser chayev as linen bosar anoe. Kamash malon, nene is not a reason to pay. Nene is not a reason to pay. So what if I'm enjoying? I'm not mechuyif to pay. Because now we didn't do a ktsitsa before I gave it to you. Nene is not a siba to pay. There's one side of the Gemara that nene is a siba. Lefi the side of zeh nene v'zeh lechoser chayev al meazlin en bosar anoy. Aber kaimelon zeh nene v'zeh lechoser potu. So val kaimelon zeh nene v'zeh lechoser potu. So b'meila I'm not chayev and I'm not. So why when it's choser I am chayev? The Torah says, even when the choser is a choser that will become a yupotur on the choser. It's grome, it's maise behemtoi. When it's choser, it's, we look at it like I took the anoy from you. I was nene from you. When the anoy comes, you look at the anoy, kilo I got it me'elov. Like we saw in Tesis, that without maise, or bichlali never chayev an anoy. When is choser, we look and the anoy, kilo the anoy is coming from him, kilo I schlepped out anoy from you, and while we look at it, kilo I schlepped out anoy from you, while we look at it, kilo I schlepped out anoy from you, so while we look, kilo I schlepped out anoy from you, the mele, I'm chayev b'choser. And we said, yesh li istapek lefi Rashi, how much choser I have to be. Choser b'mashu is already kilo I schlepped out the whole anoy from you. Or lefi Rashi, you have to be choser b'kuloi. Now I will explain. One side is, avadi, you have to be b'kuloi. On them I didn't schlep it out of you. The other side, even if I'm choser mashu, my anoy came from schlepping out that little choser. Well, thank you, maybe it could be an afkemina, what is that little choser? It's a little chaser over the whole time. The motion. Why the house becomes dirty? I live by it 5 years, so the whole house gets dirty. So the whole 5 years that I'm enjoying, you're right that the house is only a little bit dirty, but it's considered I'm pulling it out from the house. What would it be? No. At the beginning when I walked in, I made it a bit dirty. So as Midas doing, Yadam doesn't want it. It's no okay for Midas doing. When Yadam has a good reason, the whole parasha of Midas doing is over. About the consider that I took that noise from you? Lama Zagun, after 3 years he makes it dirty. The first 2 years I didn't take that noise from you, Bichlal. Yeshli is topic with us Rashi. We'll have to find out what Rashi holds. We mentioned yesterday that there's a third Shita, Shita Sarif. The Rif holds, Zanene Vezali Choser Potu Lekulal. What would be Choser without Nene? So I want to explain. Avada choser without nene that I lack your house, avada is potu. Nevada kisa shel chaveiro potu. We talk that I live in the house, I'm not nene because islay, I have a different house. Aval lemaise the bayis is kaime leagre, and you're a choser. Choser without nene. Choser without nene. I have a different place to be, so I'm not considered nene. Aval lemaise I'm living there. Lemaise I got there, I'm no b'metzias. It's not a nice moment. But you are choser. And the Rif state that choser without nene, you also chayev. If you stam lack the house, not. Or if you live in someone's house and it's kaime leagre, or chalto chisroini you chayev. And we were madgish, that or chalto chisroini you chayev, it's not mitzad bo bekame, you don't pay meitav, it's in the parsha of nene, it's a numa chayev. Choser without nene. Choser without nene is a new mechayev ochal toch esroini that lefi the Rif you have to pay. And Rebbe Ruchber cleared the shayla. We know again lefi teisves nene without choser potu. If you choser ktsa choser, it's not midas noim megalgem esakoil afilu b'mashu. Lefi Rashi the nene is not chayev beetzem, but with the choser the nene is chayev. We're mesupik choser mashu. What happens lefi the Rif? Ze lo nene veze choser. Again, not lacking the house, living in the house, but I'm not called a nene. And ze choser. But it's choser mashu. You pay the whole thing, or you only pay the choser mashu? Again, the Rif is mitzad mazik avad, it's only the mashu. But after we explain the Rif, that it's not a parsha of mazik. Mazik, if someone locks the house of the other person, you don't pay. It's mazik. It's mevatel. It's gone be'alme. Here, the maisa was living in the house. So I don't have a din nene because I have a different house. of the value chaser I have to pay. Klad Rebuch Ber and Simon Yudal. What would be if you chaser mashu? You will have to pay the whole thing lefi the rifanat. What is the svar? What? What is the svar? Yes or no? The svar? Svar not? Svar not? There's no nene. The mechayev is ochal toch Israeli. How much you ate? You ate a little bit. So the Velt, both Bel was Mesupe. The Velt brings a beautiful raya. As a Gemara that we'll see in the Hemshech HaSugya, Abayis ve'aliyah. Two people live in a house. The Bala Aliyah lives second floor, the other guy lives in the bottom floor, and the house fell. So the Bala Aliyah wants to build the house and to build the second floor. But Abayis doesn't want to build. So Tanakame holds, the Bala Aliyah builds one floor and he moves in. When the other guy is ready to pay him, so he builds the second floor. Amuda holds, if you do that, you have to pay the balabais. Sorry, you have to pay the balabais, midinen. You have to pay midinen. You're living in his house. So the poshta eitzes. You build the aliyah, and then you move into the house. So you're not nene because you have a second floor anyways. So you build both and you move into the bottom till he's ready to prepare to pay you, and then you move to the top. So again, Tanikame holds, you build one floor, you move it. And Rabbeinu holds, no, then you will have to pay him. So you build two floors, and b'meila you have now an extra house, so you're not nene. And then you move to the bottom one and you don't pay him. Abaluyatsuya, you build only one floor, you will have to pay him. Why you will have to pay him? Nene. Freidigmore, Abazen Nene Vezen Loichosa. Why is God Loichosa? The guy anyway didn't have the house before I built it. So why, Rabbi Yudah holds, I have to build the top floor to be not Nene? Even if I'll build only one floor, Abazen Nene Vezen Loichosa. Zagdigmore, the Balabais is Chosa. Because she chuzza da shaisa. It's a new house, it gets dirty. Frek de Rashbo. So what is the eitzah? I build two floors and I move to the bottom. I'm not called nene, why? Because I have the top floor. Oh, but the other guy is chosa. You're right that I'm not nene, but the other guy is chosa. So again, so the Rashbo is asking a kasha and brief. If chosa without nene pays, if chosa without nene pays, frek the Rashbo. So again, the Bais Baliyah fell. Rabbi Yudah holds, build two floors so you have an extra house. Now move at the bottom, you don't have to pay. You're not nene. Oh, but he's chosa. Frek the Rashbo, how much is chosa, the bottom guy? Is he, how much the bottom guy is chosa? What? Shechuzza da shais. Epis. Why you will have to pay him the full price? But the Rashba is asking a kasha and the Rif. Lefi the Rif that chosa without nene pays. So it's stating the Gemara, if you don't build the top floor, you pay. Why? Zeh nene vezeh chosa. You don't have a house, and he's losing. What he's losing? Shechusa de Hashais. So even if you build the top floor and you're not nene, but lefi the Rashba, chosa without nene has to pay. But how much is chosa? A little bit. Stating the Rashba, they understand in the Rif. That if you pay for chosa, as maybe if nene is a nene is a chosa, you don't have to be chosa in ganzen, afilu chosa mashu is chayev. So in the same case, if chosa, lefi the Rif, even if the guy is only chosa mashu, you pay the whole thing. So we have three shitas when we start the sugya. Shitas ha-teisves, nene is a mechayev. There is a tnai that the other guy is chosa, because if that is kriyah midas, don't you anyway not losing? Machpat lecha. Shitas Rashi nenes only chayiv is a meiser chisoron with it. On them you're not chayiv and they are noy. Now the Rif is mechadish that chosor without nenes is also chayiv. So Reb Nochem said a zog lefi the Rif take. So maybe only it's that or is also mechayiv of nene. Ari ze nene v'zele chosor is potu. So you need chosor. Lefi the Rif chosor alein is chayiv. I'm only asking it now that we said chosor mashu is chayiv. If you would need a full chosor, so I don't know what to be mistapik. So Reb Nochem was mesupik. Lefi the tesis, the mechayiv is the nene. Chosor is bichlam and mechayiv. It's not megeya. It's zaiti. Lefi Rashi, you need both. You need nene mita chosor. You're right. It's not a chosor of bobe kamen, but the chosor makes the nene to be chayiv. Lefi the Rif, we know that chosor alein is chayiv. No, not a chosor. It's not mevatar kisa shechaveru, but if you achal toch israeli, you chayiv. And even b'mashu, you chayiv in the whole yeshiva in the house. Now, the shayla is, maybe lefi the Rif, this is the only thing that exists. The mechayiv is achal toch israeli. Or the Rif is masking as the mechayiv of nene v'tchosa, and as the nozim mechayiv of chosa. Where could be a nafkamina? There's not much where could be the nafkamina yet. This is ba'etzem, the sikum of the sugi that we learned yesterday. Le'oir this, we will start to learn the Tesfis. We have the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishneh that is Mechayev Evnene. It says that Hashem bespotu b'rshu sorabim, aber meshalem es mashenenis. For in the Gemara, ze nene v'ze lo yichoser. And the Gemara asked the Kashe, ze nene v'ze lo yichoser? He's choser. The Gemara answers, afkure mafkure. A shveri Gemara. Tesis comes and asks a shayla. And everyone is asking why it's in the middle of this Tesvis, but we'll explain it in a second. V'im toimar frik Tesvis as a Gemara in Ksuvis. Ahu de tocham lechaveir bebeisabliya de reisha lenayas. Amai chai v'oichel ze nene v'ze loichoseru. Shimo yomachzir oiso nimeses v'eino yishove klu. What happened? A person is sitting and someone else may came and pushed food inside his mouth. So the Gemara says that is chayim mitzad nene. So he says, why is chayim mitzad nene? What is nene? When it goes down in his throat, lo yitzur, he will take it out. And that moment, it's worth nothing. It's nimas. So zen nene v'zel echoso will be potu. The guy is not chosar. I will spit it out. So the chur of that guy is not chosar. Now I want, before we start, the velvet has a kasha. Stop. Forget about chosar. If it's worth nothing, why to pay? It's no shavius. And we saw already from the Rambam that if an animal eats tamarim that are worth $10. Yeah, normally she eats sa'irim that is worth $1,000, you don't pay more from 10. Some people thought that some shit is a chayli, but we know that not. Yeah? You only pay 10, you don't pay more for what you had. So why? Tesis is asking a kasha, zen nene v'zen lo yichosa. I'm asking a different kasha. And what you will pay nene, it's worth gomish. It's priceless. It's worth gomish. That's where it goes. So what is the pshat in Tesis? Tesis is asking a kasha, very shver a Tesis. That will be zenene v'zele chosar. The guy is not chosar. That's where it goes. I'm asking if it's worth gonish, so don't pay bichlal. If it's worth gonish, don't pay bichlal.
It's not annoying.
As I know, I'm asking a shayla. The animal ate tamarim that are worth $10. Normally she eats for supper a whole basket of sorghum that is $1,000. She ate the tamarim, now she's full. She can't eat anymore. How much you pay? So somebody had a mistake, but we said in the foolish Rambam, you only pay 10.
Because she's not as strong now.
Because it's not worth more from them. Nene is not chayiv more for mazik. So no, Nana can't be chayav more for mazik.
Why not? It's luchi. Why not?
I only what I got from you.
I know
that you got from me. It's not a pu'ula that I did for you that you paid for the pu'ula and according to the phone night. It's a mamayni gaboch. Not more from what you had. This is the Rambam. This is a double portion. So Taisus is coming and asking a shayla. Taisus asking a shayla. Zenenev zelay chosa. The guy is not chosa. So the shayla is before you start. Zenenev zelay chosa. Chus tam. It's not worth money. What? Einay shove klum. Einay shove klum. Shayla worth Taisus. Einay shove klum. If it's not Shavu Klum, so why you pay? Why you pay for any Shavu Klum? So the answer has to be that you're right that it's Ein Shavu Klum. But if Zen Nene Vizeloi Choser Chayev, it's Shavu. That if this guy eats it, I'll work money. It's worth yet money. If al pi halacha zenene v'zelei choser chayev, then so it's worth it. If zenene v'zelei choser is chayev. So lemaisa, if that person would eat it, he would have to pay me. If that person would eat it, will have to pay me. So you can't say that it's worth nothing, it's hefka. It's worth money. Again, if we're speaking about chosa d'hayim, chutz from the halacha of zenenev zelay chosa. So, again, if zenenev zelay chosa is potu, so it's not called chosa. But if zenenev zelay chosa would be chayev, then avada it's worth money. It's worth for this person. It's not called chosa because chutz from the din nene, he didn't lose money. So we have to dab bilchi zenenev zelay choser if I'm chayev apotu. So now we go back to the Taisus. So Taisus is asking a shtarke kasha. He's not choser. So it's worth money, but he's not called choser. And for Taisus, be a shloimar deloidomi hoil venene machmas achisoren shayom mitchilo. What is the answer of Taisus? What is the answer? What is the answer to this? The Leidomi, Hoil Venene Machmas Achisorim Shehoyom Mitchilo. He asked me, Kash, it's Zenene Vezeloi Choser. So, Taisus, it is considered Choser. Why it's considered Choser? Because in the beginning, the fruits, the food was a good food, and now it's worth garnish. What is the Shaykhis to me? That the other guy did, not me. The guy that pushed it into my mouth made it ichi. Not I didn't do it. The guy, who's chayv on that ma'aseh mazik? Lo yitzu now, I will spit it out. And it's worth nothing. Who will pay? The first guy. I didn't do the chisolon. The second guy did the chisolon. The first guy made the chisolon. I was only nene. The guy, tocham lebeis tabliye. I didn't do nothing. The guy opened my mouth and pushed it inside. If I will take it out now, it's worth gomish. What is the answer of Taisus? The Leidomi Hoil Venene Machmas Achisoren Shoyom Mitchilo. Taisus brings a raya. Midu de Abre Odet Nal Mitoich Arichov Meshalemes Mashenemes. Aleis Elo Mechayev. Elo Ano Asmeo. Ava Bishem Achzir Elo Shov Eklum. The animal starts to chew and potu. Because Shem Meshosor Abim. But the Moses says, I'm Chayev and they are Noe. If the animal after she chews will open the mouth and throw it out, I'm potu. So now when she's nene, there's no chisol already. This is what Taisus found in our Gemara. This is the reason that Taisus is here. Stayed in the Gemara that is a noe. Yeah, the Bar-Masri is not, it's not in the right Gemara. Aber stayed in our Suya that is a nene and beime. So Taisus is saying a chidush. So Taisus is stelling a mot nekash. Tochav lichaveiru lebeis abliye. Why yichai mitzad nene? It's word garnish. Taisus says, "Abu the chisor le batchil." So Reb Chaim When Reb Chaim started to learn the Tosfos, Reb Chaim said, why Tosfos, I'm asking you, Tosfos also asked the Kasha in the Gemara Baba Basra, Hiniach le'movim poro she'ulo, and they shecht it, and they ate the whole meal, and then they found out that it's not their father's. So we say they have to pay to make bosel bezer. Why they have to pay? After they chew the meat, it's really ichi. So zenen bezer lechosa. Tosfos also would ask the Kasha there. So Reb Chaim, Avada Tosfos didn't ask the Kasha there. Their Tosfos understands, I chewed it. Even that then I'm potu, because I'm a mazik boynis. And the hezek I'm potu. Although I'm chayv and the anoy that came achmas bechisol. Al derech zora keli meroy shagag, I did it. Here's two different people. Two different people. B'meilef rek teisves, he made it chisol. So while he made it chisol, why I will pay mitzad nena? Why I will pay mitzad nena? If he made a chisoron, why I will pay mitzad nene? This was Tosfos' discussion. And Tosfos says a yesod. Why was the chisoron? So Reb Chaim, no, listen. Why is this Tosfos lechor? It's only l'shitosu. If you learn that be'etzem nene is chayev, we said it's good money. While it came machmas achisorim, it's not called kofin amidas doim. Even though I don't understand it exactly, it's two different people. Of a vile, you can't tell me that kofin amidas doim. Lemaisa, I'm losing. If I don't lose, I understand you want me not to ask from Dan Noe. I lost. I'm a super, what would be if the other guy, before he puts it into the mouth, he chews it and then he pushes it into someone else's mouth? Is that a way a bad person, yeah? So he forgot, he wants to, I don't know the second guy's name, yeah? I think then Tosfos will not say what he said. Tosfos will also say, here the pshat is, he pushes it into my mouth. You write that it's nimas in my mouth. It's not my fault that it happens. Aber lemaise, I have a noe, and he lost because I had a noe. Not because of me. So Tosfos says, this is called kofim amidas noe. Aber lemaise, the other guy is mamisit. So here, while he lost because of me, even that it's the other guy. Aber when a person himself does it, for sure then it's called a chisol. Glad? Again, Reb Chaim said, Tosfos is coming with a kasha. How a person is chayv nene when he's chew, when he eats something, if he's not chayv and the ma'isa achile, it's already word gonish when he chewed it. So now the nene is on a chisoron. This is Tosfos' kasha by us. Enter Tosfos, but it came machmas a chisoron, and a raya from the sugya from the bein. A raya from our sugya. That woman's a raya from our sugya. The Gemara could have answered them. Our Mishnah, it's not Zenen of Zavich Chosa. The Gemara bring a raya from our Mishnah. For the Gemara, our Mishnah is Chosa. Answer, it's not Chosa. Answer, forget. Rabbi could have answered. You know what, why he brought a raya from the Mishnah? He didn't hold from Tosfos' parents. And he held that this is called Chosa. This is not called Chosa. The Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah that Zenen of Zavich Chosa chayev. For the Gemara, why chayev? Our Mishnah is Chosa. And the Chosa got him is a Chosa? He's not Chayim in the mice of the behemoth. It became Mos. It's worth nothing. When I'm Nene, you're not losing. So I'm not saying, the Gabi Shavius, we have to answer it Shavius. On them is no Tosfos. But the Gabi, the Sugi of Chosa, it's not called Chosa. This is Tosfos' discussion. And Tosfos is saying a Yesoid, a big Yesoid, that Violet came Machmas Achisorim, I'm Chayim. It came Machmas Achisorim, I'm Chayim. So Reb Chaim, oh, we said, so why Tosfos didn't ask an Evi Nechlem of him for a shulo and they shechted and they ate it? The Chaim mitzad nene, say after they chewed it, it's word garnished. So the Chaim, when the person himself did it, a man it's called his peula, Tosfos understands that it's called Koyf Mahamad. You took my thing, you ate it, now you nene, you tell me Koyf Mahamad has done it. Mashaykh, when someone else did it, So I would think that B'chai Gamli is not Chayiv as Nene. Kamash Malon, even so, I'm saying it's miskabel to me that even the other person did it with me. Not the pshat, he first squeezed it and then put it inside my mouth. It became most that he pushed it through my mouth. So here B'chai finished. I hear. So and when a person shechts an animal and he eats it and he's Chayiv as Nene, you don't tell me after I chewed it already. Yeah, but if you eat by someone, he could charge you. Yeah? So also, after I chewed it, after it's my plate, after it's all in motion, it's ready, the price, you know, he ate a piece of chicken, yeah? So he wanted to charge the guy 30 shekel. After he cuts it to pieces, already 10 shekel, yeah? After he puts it in his mouth, already 1 shekel. Well, what are you charging? This is the Chaim's kasha. Who stayed in the Gemara, Yechaim is a nene. Why does this want it from our suya? So the Chaim did for sure Yechaim. Here it's someone else. If this is the pshat, so how tastes brings a raif in behemoth? Behemoth is the same cow chews and eats. If this is the noise, so taste says teida, maybe takis in ishtaze, teida echobaraye, teida echobaraye, behemoth. Behemoth, after she chewed, it's worth garnish. So Chaim, weiss this. That the behemah valaim potu and the shen v'regel b'shus orabim, so it's ki'ilu someone else. Again, it's the same idea. It came to me machmas then, but we don't look at it like the same person. And here it's a very big chiddush, because when we started the sugya of Nene, we saw in Tesis ma'isa behemtoi that Nene is because I took the anoy, my behemah took the anoy. Taisa said, "I'm no shebo meilov, I'm not chayev. Has to be ma'isov or ma'isa behemtoi." So decide. Taisa is having a shayla, and he's not klo if a chisorim that didn't come machmosi, if you could say that it's a chisorim, and he's going to bring a raya. He's not going to the gemara of a basra because there for sure it's one ma'isa. So Reb Chaim said, "So how we bought a raya from a behemah?" The teretz is the ma'isa of the behemah and potur and shen b'shus orabim. So it's mamish like someone else pushing it into my animal. That's a big chiddush. Because I mean, the mechayev is that the behemoth took the anoe. And if she took the anoe, so she chewed it and took it. And here for sure, what is the longest in thesis? Koifi man midas doim. So we see the behemoth's nishna. They said, here's the shtikel ha'ore. After we understand the thesis, the way Reb Chaim is miming the thesis. We'll go weiter. Aber lefi Rashi, teinet nochem, teisus teres is nishken teres. One minute, kei machmas a chisol. Aber he didn't take the anoe out of the chisol. When he spoils the house, so it's his maise lekichas anoe. If he's not the one that did the chisol, it's not called the maise lekichas anoe. Maybe you could argue about it, and you could say, "Vayle ma'ase, the only way to enjoy it is when it passes through the mouth." So it's called that you did the ma'ase. Le ma'ase, Tesis and Ksuvas, the Flamed brings Tesis's kasha, and he says under it. Fakel, he doesn't want to answer like Tesis by us. Vaystois, he was going like Rashi. And we made a taste of asking a kasha, why Yechayim mitzad nene? It's worth garnished. Why Yechayim mitzad nene? It's worth garnished. As if we taste in Ksuvas, the flamen of the base. Why Yechayim mitzad nene? It's worth garnished. And Tesis answers there, again, I want to explain. Word garnish, not like we said, is no shavius. It means it's not called chosim. Zog teisitz, it's shove pochos mishove put. It's epis word. It's epis, not mamish garnish. It's epis. Aye, so yenim is chosim epis. Und steht in shichusa de ha-shayse, megargilim olo v'sakol. Zen nene, and you chosser a little bit, megargilim olo v'sakol. This is Tesis's Tesis, and Ksuvas da Flamme. Ah, he's not nene. and he's not called chosel. Man, it's worth money, but it's not chosel because it's most. So they said, but it's worth epis. It's worth epis. Kol shu, it's worth. And while it's worth kol shu, so the man you called chosel, the man in megalgalim all of a sakur. The man in megalgalim all of a sakur. So that teretz could be very gishmak lefirashi. It's poshut. It's worth epis. The shaila is, why Tesis by us did not want to answer it? So some say, Tesis says, Eino shove klum. It was chalik in the Metzius. So, Tesis understood when someone eats something and he spits it out, it's worth gomsh. Tesis says, Ebbis worth Ebbis, worth Metzius. But it can say that Tesis by us holds, if it's worth poches mishove prute, it's not a reason to megalgel of all of a sakur. Now I'll explain. Lefi Rashi, the mechayev is nene. In condition of chosel, that I schlepped it out of you. Even if it's pochus mishove prute, it's considered that I schlepped it out of you. Even if it's pochus mishove prute, it's considered that I took it out of you. Tesis learns, is kofer amidas loy. Nene is potu. If you lose, could be Tesis learned that pochus mishove prute, we don't say that kofer amidas loy. Usually stop it. The Fi Rashi, it's not that the Moshe, if the Mechayev is the Chosa, the Fi Darif, could be for sure, it's not called Chosa. Poron Shul Aprut is not called the Chosa. The Fi Teisves, the Fi Rashi, the vote of Chosa is not that I need a Chosa. But as the Mechayev is the Nene, but tonight it is a Maise Chosa. Chosa is a Echetim said that I schlepped it, I didn't get it for myself, I took it from you. So even maybe, even Poron Shul Aprut is called considered a Chosa. The Gemara goes back to our sugya and frag the Gemara. So why you chayev by us zeh nene vezeh lo yichoser poto? Frag the Gemara, it's choser. Why it's choser? Under the way of Tesis, under the way of Tesis and Ksuvis. But the Gemara is asking it's choser. So first we have to know. Now we go back to the Gemara. Like this looks like the Gemara. Kame choli gavre. Was that he brought him a raya from our Mishnah. He told him, Omar li lechit shamashi, shokas tzubri kochle, Omar li nenes b'shalemes b'shaneni, sechob a raya, that zeh nene vezeh lo yichoser, es chayev. Omar li, it's not a raya. Kam lecholi v'le margish gov v'le mor esaye. De lo yidomi, hai zeh nene vezeh choser, and Mishnah is choser. And now the Gemara trying to answer why the Mishnah is not choser. After the thesis, it's because she choser. It's because she choser. The ma'aseh is not choser. And when the parents ask it as a kasha, it's ba'aseh not choser. Thesis gave a eitzah, the choser of the yesterday. Okay, so it's not as a gracious yata d'shmaya. Yenem taught that it's called it's not choser. It's worth nothing. Thesis doesn't know why it's not called choser. Thesis doesn't know why this is not called choser. Stacking out Choser. Stacking out Choser. Tesis says he was Choser yesterday. We said it's good for Midas Noim. This is the reason the same Tesis for Midas Noim. Tesis dear says, Mekalim of Zakol. I'm not making more. Rabbi Luperet asked the Zakasha. He says, what the Gemara wanted? Avadis not called Choser. Say, so we're Mechanish that it's Choser. Saying, "Kama lo yicholi gavre." He said such an amr shnei shaykh shapele no olchap. So, but as he's talking the Gemara, so the Gemara says, "Okay, so it's so poshut that it's choser. So why take? How he got a raya from our Mishnah?" And for the Gemara, "Stam peiros b'shusorabi mafkuri mafkir." The mele he's not called choser. Zogt Rashi. Stam peiros b'shusorabi mafkuri mafkiru velo yichisar mide. What Rashi means? Rashi doesn't mean that he's mafkirit midin hefker or midin yush, because if he's mafkirit midin hefker or midin yush, you don't have to pay nene, it's hefker. No, so Rashi doesn't say v'lo yichoser shari hefkeru v'lo yichoser mide doisoifom leibud. They're going to get lost. So it's not called chosel. What is the pshat? Tesis will ask. We have to see in a second what Tesis will answer. But Rashi is saying, So Reb Nochem said, Hu asher dibarnu. Lefi Rashi de mechayev is nehemet. Is a tenai of chosar. Is a tenai of chosar. You took from me. When the guy doesn't care, he's putting it here and he lets to take it. Chosar you can't call it. The mechayev of chosar that makes the anoy chayev because you made a chosar, while the guy is masking that it will happen, it's not called a chosar. I don't mean in the life of the words that he's masking. Not that he's masking. The guy doesn't mean that he's masking. He means to say, Val soifam leibud. No, I'm saying, I'm not saying the word of masking. Because if the word is masking, so if it tastes also, don't call it midas doy. It's not masking. But the word of chisar is that I called you a chisar. If that chosar is anyway going to happen, it's not called that I made that chosar. Sharisoy from leibud. Rashi doesn't say ve'ein zechosar ki ein ein makpid. Soy from leibud. It's about to become chosar. While it's about to become chosar, the moshul. As the Hashem will finish the sugya. This, you know, it sounds like a knetch. This is kmat nugia to a lot of bachrim. But I use it again. I said, as the Hashem will finish the sugya, we'll go. You know, they use things from diras, from leftover, from different people. And there's a lot of times a shayla for nene. We'll get to it. But these things are about to be thrown out at the end of this month. So, as the hilchi is a nene vezele chosar, you become potl. The hainu. The nene alein you not chayv, but tnai that is chosar. Rashi learns, if it's about to be thrown out anyways, a guy leaves it in a place that will be thrown out. And now you nene. Again, what is nene? Zakim Nochem, it's a tnai in chosar. Not because the guy is not machpid. We'll have to explain it maybe a bit more. Zakim Nochem, but all of that is only in Rashi, that the mechayev is nene, in condition of chosar. Rashi says, behilcho is chosar, this is the words of Rashi. Veloi chisar midi, the seifer la'abed. So no, you don't understand it, don't understand it. But the din of chosar, I don't have. Masha'egel if it tastes this, it's not a chalois din chosar. It's balabatish. While the guy is chosar, he's makpid. So you could have said, b'chaygan that the guy is not makpid. But it's not mashma. Again, if it's a lomdas that you need the din chosar, so Rashi says this is not called chosar. You have to know why it's not called chosar. But this is not called chosar. Rashi learned this is not called chosar. So this is not called chosar. But if he says it's not a din chosar. If you have a noah and the guy is chosar, you have to pay out the nene. If he says every nene pays, just go for me this time. So you could have said it's not good for me this time because the guy doesn't care. But Tesis didn't want to say that the guy doesn't care. So Tesis, of course, after the loy le gamet. Dim ken afilu ma shenenis loy mishal. Elo misiyash mehem. שסויבר שיסקלקלו מחמה שרבים דורסים עליהם עד שלא יבואו לדמי מה שנדיס עמוד נזרח. He's not mafkered completely. He's meyayesh. He puts it in the street. He thinks people will step on it. When he will come back tonight, it will be like a little bit mushy. So instead of worth $100, it'll be worth $30. This is the answer of Thesis. Afkur and mafkele, it's 30. How much is Mashenenis? 60. So man, it's called Zenene Vezele Chosar. If he would pay 30, it's Chosar. But he's paying 60. Zenene Vezele Chosar. This is the Raya from the Gemara. Azei, the Truma Sakril, it's Pshat and Tesis. You have a different Pshat as well? What would be the different Pshat and Tesis? Again.
A certain percentage is
going to
get broken.
No, it doesn't get broken. Bananas don't get broken. They get stepped over. And they get a little bit mushy. Look at Lashon HaTesis. And the man had to be worth 30. Tesis says, less? Actually, Yavoyu Lidmei Mashenenis. He's expecting it to go down price under Mashenenis. So Mele stayed in the mission that he paid 60. He was mafki already. from 100 till 30, he's mafkir. The Shavius of 100 till 30, he's mafkir.
Why is that
mafkir? What? Yush. It's miyash. It's miyash. It's miyash. Mafkir. Now, it's two things that we have to handle in the stasis that are very shvel. So what is the Gemara's answer? The Gemara about the Raya is the Nenev is a Lichoser is Chayev. This is what he told him. I have a Raya from the Mishnah. That he Chayev. But he wanted to bring a Raya from the Mishnah that is Chayev. And he told him the Mishnah is Choser. That's what he taught. He taught that the one that bought the Raya taught, we take it on hold on the Raya, that it's not called a Raya. Why it's called a Raya? We all, it's not a Raya, it's a real Choser. Afkur and Mavkele, he's not called Choser. So if Rashi Belondes, it's not called Choser. But if it is, it's not. But it's not Belondes. Tanitz says the guy is Mavkele. If he's Mavkele, don't pay Gomish, it's Hefke. The answer is, he's Mavkele till the price of 30. So now we have two shalas. I don't know what shalas we have to start to handle. Oh, both of them are very shvel. If he's Mavkele till 30, so why Mishalem is Mashanenesh 60? Pay only 30. This is the Kashi of Tumas Akri. How you learn the Tesis? Tesis says it can be that he was mafkir, so don't pay Nenet. So Tesis, no, he's only mafkir to the level of 30. And Bemeida, what is the Raya of the Gemara? And he pays 60, it's called Loi Chosa. Because he's paying extra 30, more from what he's Chosa. He's only Chosa 30, because B'mazik, you only pay for the 30, he was mafkir. You're not paying for the rest. Frank the Tumas Akri, so why I pay 60? Why I pay 60? Mimon Afshach. If I'm only chayv, again, if I'm not, if you tell me that it's not called that he's mafkir, so he's a mazigom, we'll pay 100. The tenets is, he's mafkir. If he's mafkir, so it's worth nothing. No, he's mafkir to a price of 30. Maybe it's not called choser, because he's paying 60, and the choser is only 30, so we see you pay nene even without choser. This is the Raya of the Gemara. I don't understand. You told me if he's mafkir, don't pay. If he's not mafkir, pay the whole thing. What is the answer? This is the kasha of Truma Sakri. So what you will say? That he's not mafkir. So it's called chosa. So in the Truma Sakri, you have to say like this. He's not mafkir 30, but he's mafkir 60. If a person does such a zach, lemaisa the hefker is not chal. Because if someone wants to take it, it's his. But even so, klapi the mazik, you're not chay. I don't know, we have to understand Pshat. But before we understand Pshat, I want to go over again the Teisvus. So Teis has the kasha. If he's mafkir in Gansin, don't pay nothing. If he's not mafkir, pay the whole thing. And it's called Chosa. So Taisa says, he's mafkir till 30. And he pays Nene 60. So it's a Raya, it's a Nene Vezele Chosa, it's Chai. Afraid the Shidim Mekubetz, I don't understand. We're saying the whole time that if you Chosa Mashu, Megal Gimelo Mezakoyot. So I don't understand the Taisa's. We have to find the Eitzah, why I pay 60, and Legabi Choser, it's only 30. But we said, but if I'm Choser a little bit, Megal Gilem Olam Esakoyim. So the Shita, Rama Bachom Atake doesn't know this, you say the Megal Gilem Olam Esakoyim. Before we had a question, why taste it? This taste is, Rama Bachom, this man, the Rama Atake doesn't know the Megal Gilem Olam Esakoyim. This is mamish. This mamish doesn't make sense. The Maram again. So the Shita, we have two bayot that are even more totally one and the other. Again, Taisus and Pashas do not answer like Rashi that it's not called Bedin Chosa, because if you taste it, we go by the Batish, what is called Chosa is Chosa. What is not called Chosa is not called Chosa. So for Taisus, we're Malam Shach. If he's Mafkir, don't pay Bichlal, and if he's not Mafkir, it's called Chosa. The words that we have in Taisus is mafkir till 30. And he pays 60. So the raya from the Gemara is, and then the Zelay Choser is from the 30 till the 60. So first the shaila is, Verstehst du? Aber sie weiter, wie was macht, ich fragte, Trumas Akri, don't pay. Second Kasha, he brings down from the Shit, and Mekubetz is by us. Fragte, the Shit, I don't understand. Find a reason why he's paying 60. You tell me, it's a Raya, he was only Choser on the 30. He's not Choser on the rest. So we see, the Nenev is only Choser. And what we said, if you Choser a little bit, you could pay the full man. So what is the answer of Tesfus? אז איפה רק נשיטה מקובצת בשם דרוש? זאת אומרת, נשיטה רון ברחוב אתה כדוסן הולך ובהול סוגם וגלים לא מסקר. אבל בגדך? בסדר.